We're recording. We are on. I got no updates on my team. We had a bye week, so somebody else give us.
I just want to apologize for the delay.
That doo-doo on your wall, PJ. Someone threw doo-doo all over the back of your wall.
Are you talking about the best team in the NFL right now?
Is that?
Where's your Cooper Rush jersey?
Cooper
Rush. They're back ordered, man. They can't print them fast enough.
They keep flying off the shelves. I can get a PS5 like easier.
All five of them that they made.
Easier to get a PS5 than a Cooper Rush jersey. Good night. Well,
what's going on, guys?
I completed the trifecta of losing to every single one of you in our league this
this year. That's impressive. Ted.
I'm about to start trading. I just started trading some players for draft picks.
That's called a train, PJ.
Ran a train.
Right on my face, man.
Run a chain. Run the
it's like Shawshank Redemption, that shower scene.
I can be a friend to you.
Andy Dufresne, he was my friend.
No mercy.
I could be a friend to you.
Before we get into the real NFL this week, dude, what do you think went wrong with your team to where you ended up like this on the shower floor?
Jonathan Taylor's ankle. I don't know what else, man. Like I guess getting rid of Andrews kind of hurt a little bit. Because, I mean,
you got rid of Andrews?
Yeah.
Made a trade.
You gave it to me.
For Debo, and I thought I got a second round pick, but I didn't.
I would have taken Andrews, or I would have taken Debo over Andrews. Yeah.
Me too.
That was not a dumb trade.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I would probably still take I know Debo's not performing up to what we expect, you know.
No one is. Not the whole landscape, except for the Bills and their ridiculously high scoring. But, like, have you seen the bets? Like, all the unders. It's all unders. No one's scoring points.
Well, dude, I have Eckler in another league, and, like, he's finally starting to pay off. Like, I mean, this first, like, 4 weeks of the season.
4 weeks to get a touchdown. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
I guess everybody's got a lot going on.
Hey, that's fantasy football and real football. It's week to week, you know.
Yeah.
Chargers really have a injury bug problem.
Something in the water.
What's been going on with everybody's personal lives before we get on into this? Y'all doing good? Everybody doing good? Haven't seen y'all in like 2 weeks.
Started drinking again this past weekend.
I bet. It took you 5 weeks.
So when I saw the market was inevitably going to beat me, I was like, what's the point? It's over, too boring.
Crush your soul. Yeah. I honestly, my team is mediocre. I don't see how I've done so well.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. For real.
You know what?
Quarterback's just rolling out 50 points a week.
Yeah. I'm humble, guys. I got to stay humble.
But you know, if my team dropped below 200 points a week, just underperforming.
Good night,
bro. I came out week one with like a 240 spot. I haven't broken like 180 since then.
Yeah, I was actually. Your team was very intimidating. Hey, Neil's team is actually not bad. I'm kind of worried about him.
Thanks, coach.
Somebody gave him all the running backs
and the picks.
Hey. But I got my pick back, but then I had to give my pick away in order to, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where
Coach,
I'm going.
Have you said, what round picks do you have next year?
I have a 3, a 4, and then the rest of my, and two eights. No, I have 2 4s, I think.
Yeah, man, you need that eighth round to really pay off, man. Pay some dividends.
Yeah, man. Sneaky
I just lay down the fantasy beat and we'll just start to show off with the fantasy segment?
Might as well, man. I feel like that's the way. That's the direction this thing's going.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, that sounds so good.
That was it?
What was that, Mariah Carey?
Yeah, the fantasy song.
It's quick.
When we do our Christmas episode, we got to do like holiday music. Jingles.
Do the one Mariah Carey song that people actually listen to. Yeah, man. Just little quick drops. I'm not fixing to get.
I'm not dropping
Atari out and make the whole thing.
Man, I wish I could sell Pacheco back for my $20 worth of fat.
Dude, I picked up Pacheco in the other league, and I dropped him. I was just like, this full blown committee. This is the rookie Chiefs running back with all the skill, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire just will not go away.
He's like a mosquito that flies by your ear at night, and you just can't.
Should have got Jerick McKinnon for like a dollar. You probably would have done better.
Yeah, that would have been a better investment.
Chinko.
Or just I
picked up McKinnon for like free.
Yeah. He scored as many points.
I picked up Valdes-Scantling in both leagues. I think he's going to start popping off. You got, like, somebody else has got to step up other than Travis Kelce. Maybe Juju?
Do that? Well, yeah.
I was dying watching those highlights of Kelce talking about how he's Al Bundy. He's like four touchdowns in high school, one game. It's amazing.
He'll talk about that till the day he dies.
Yep.
What'd you say, Don? You think what?
Oh, I think the wide receivers on that team are getting better. They're kind of, honestly, they're a decent bench stash for later on in the season. Or if, you can find guys to plug in to play now. But yeah. That team, you just got to remember that there was no real preseason anymore. So the first 4 weeks, a lot of teams are still putting stuff together and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that was the Broncos' excuse for they needed. It's terrible.
Broncos one of many suck. Excuses,
dude. Is anybody on the Broncos team fantasy worthy?
That's why
I don't have any of them.
I have all of them, so and I'm still winning. That's why I'm like my team is doo doo.
I got hit with the injury bug pretty bad. Swift and Patterson going down.
He needs to be done for the season, right?
He's got a shoulder thing, but they got a bye week, so maybe an extra week will give him. But Ramondre Stevenson, like getting him off of Miles for like a bag of chips, that was nice. Kind of a golden.
Would I get off? Oh, the Kittle. Yeah.
Damon Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Damon Harris, right?
Yeah, Damian Harris is out this week. And
it's Ramondre, isn't it? Is that the other one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stevenson. Yeah.
He went off.
Yeah. He's been pretty consistent.
Bit with I'm not worth the shit bug anymore.
That bug? I hate Belichick. That bug.
Belichick's going to kill my dog if I don't do good.
Nope. Man, I can't even, like... I sent y'all that soap opera episode where they're talking about fantasy football, and he's like, my roster's depleted. Like, I don't have trade bait right now. Like, I can't improve on any position.
Bench is empty. It's still with defensive players.
I wrestled with Gabe for hours working out this Josh Jacobs
contract deal. Negotiations.
Yeah, man, that's the most drawn out contract negotiation
for kickers.
For kickers. but this is the most drawn out contract. I mean, we went back and forth for like 3 hours, man.
Bro, when he sent me the picture of like what y'all's conversation was, and I was like, dude, I'll give you like a second round pick for who was it, Jacobs? And he was like, man, I don't want it. Like, he didn't want it to look fishy. He was like, nah, I'll just keep working it out with Miles.
I mean, I got you. You working against me because you're mad because you got a train ran on you. I was never going to give up.
At least I didn't have that.
Yeah.
It could always be worse.
I've done some dumb moves. I've made some dumb moves this season. But my butthole still remains a virgin.
So. Andy Dufresne.
Still a high-pitched whistle.
Andy Dufresne spent 3 weeks in the ICU.
I wouldn't even be bothering to make this move if, well, two things. Travis Etienne's just not panning out. So I think he's got to get rid of him, sell him high after his big game kind of thing. But also, if Neil didn't have so many daggone running backs.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Who all does he have now?
All of them.
He has
the good ones.
Chubb, Henry, the Jets running back, Breece Hall. Breece Hall. And,
these are his bad ones. Who else? Basically, he has all the running.
Having Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb on your team is just.
Who did he get Chubb from?
He got them both from Coach.
He got Henry and Chubb from you?
He originally traded Chubb, which I was,
That was my one regret. I would regret him more than anything.
What did you get for Chubb?
I regret not keeping Chubb, honestly.
I think I got, for Chubb, I got, like, Lamar Jackson. It wasn't like, I mean.
Yeah, you got some good pieces for
I got
him.
Some good pieces.
It was a good trade.
You didn't read your no holes bars
negotiations
there and saw where you lost your first round pick.
Yeah.
I thought you purposely sent that. If you had sent me a text right away, I guess you wouldn't even notice if I didn't point it out. Sent me a text right away, like, hey, dude, I didn't see this. I thought you actually was willing to give up your first round pick for this contract. Okay. And I was just like.
What? Neil sent me Lamar Jackson, Debo Samuel, and a 10th rounder. I gave him DJ Moore, Nick Chubb, and a first rounder. And I honestly didn't recognize the draft picks because the way it's set
That's not a bad trade.
It's not a, I mean, other than the draft picks.
The draft pick makes it terrible. But
trading
the players themselves, that's not terrible. That's not that bad.
Yeah. So then to like, get my first round back to like swap back picks. I sent him Derrick Henry for Aaron Jones.
Yeah, you were panicking on Derrick Henry.
I don't know. Aaron Jones is going to be solid.
He's been kind of off.
That's not a bad trade. That's still not a bad trade.
What I was going to talk about in the regular NFL section, but it translates to fantasy too, is that the Packers just
they're taking a step back.
Yeah, there's something up.
They're missing away some from the run game when they shouldn't.
Well, see, I feel like the Packers and the Chiefs are kind of in the same boat. Lost Tyreek Hill. They lost Devontae Adams. No clear number one.
No deep threat.
No, there's it's not dynamic anymore.
Yeah.
It's just spreading it around, just trying to get down the field, but.
Alan Lazard is no Devontae Adams, but he's decent, but
I don't think they're using him as Devontae Adams.
He's dropping passes like a bitch.
There's that kid Watson who's okay, but he
hasn't done anything. Okay. Yeah. Read me his stats. 0-for-4?
I don't have him right in front of me.
Yeah. But
I don't even know his first name to look up his
stats. Yeah.
I just know Watson's his list.
Yeah. You don't have to look up. Hold on. You don't have to look up Romeo. I mean, not Romeo Doubs, but the Watson guy. Because Romeo Doubs is the Devontae Adams replacement.
No, he's not. There is no number one in Green Bay.
They're wanting to. It's just not panning out because the dude's. Drop
catching the ball.
If he caught some of those balls that would have been touchdowns and stuff, I think there was like three of them this year so far where he's in the end zone, but he has to like make these crazy moves to get the ball, and then he can't hold on to it. Like he hits the ground, it pops out, so it's not a catch or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, if we're going to stick to these hypotheticals, Alan Lazard, I mean, yeah, if he would have caught all the balls that were thrown to him,
it'd be, I mean, you know, it could be worse. He could not have any balls thrown to him and be wide open like that one guy for the Broncos who got really pissed off afterwards, slamming his helmet.
Dude, Russell Wilson, has he always been?
He is fucking washed.
Has he always been this weird though? Like is he just like more in front of the camera now, being in Denver?
You know, as opposed to- I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, is he doing it as a joke? Is he just fucking with us?
He can't be like us. He cannot be this person, right? Like the person that he's.
Did you see him go out in the middle of the field and do the whole thing where he was like, "Oh, I'm soaking up all the." It was weird,
dude. They showed him walking out to practice from the locker room, and he was like
practicing.
He's
high fiving
people.
It's got to be a joke, man. I don't know. I think it's a joke. I think he's fucking with everybody.
I don't know. I think he's lost his mind. No. He's raising a kid that's not his.
I did draft all the Broncos, so I'm hoping he's fucking with everybody.
That in there. He's raising a kid that's not his. What is this, dude?
Sierra had a baby before she married him.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But they have one together, I believe, right?
They have two together, I think.
Okay.
How does that translate onto the field?
He's losing it, man. He's losing it.
Yeah, you're right.
What is it? What's the wedding singers? I mean, the wedding planners? Aranius. What's the word?
Aranius.
Aranius.
Aranius, is that a word?
On all accounts.
Aranius
on all accounts, dude.
I moved to strike.
Over here bringing up this guy's kids and stuff. Come on.
You talk about Brady mouth kissing his kids. So, I mean,
yeah, but
man, God, I wish I was Tom Brady's kid. Take a mouth kiss for $1 million.
Hey, man,
30 seconds.
He's about to be single, so.
Brady probably has pretty nice breath too. It probably smells like wintergreen.
Definitely doesn't have gluten.
Yeah. It just tastes like Botox.
The TV diet's spearmint gum, double mint gum, and
I don't know, but I kissed my mama on the mouth.
I'm looking at our standings. The brother PJ, what went wrong with our teams, man? The brothers Donald are 1-2.
Who's number one?
You got Dumpster Fire. Then you got Mark's team. Then you got Mark's, then Neil's. Alex's, Trey's.
Hey, you said Mark's twice. What are you talking about?
Then
he meant me.
Dumpster Fire. Miles, I mean, yeah, Miles. Yeah. Then Hellfire, Charlie, and the... Dude, what a rough go of it for Evan, man.
Evan, he deserves it. That's what happens in the chat. Win some, you lose some.
He is like third of the
league. He's having the worst.
Don't even come at me with the worst.
He'll fight honest.
I sat through 2 years of that crap.
He comes by it honest. It's, you know, it happens.
Super Bowl hangover, man. Dude, the other guy in our league, in me and Miles' other league, he's last. He won the championship last year.
So,
and he's dead last.
Are fantasy Super Bowl hangovers real?
That's a real thing. I think so.
Yeah.
In fantasy? Evidence.
Science, evidence. Dude.
Look at the evidence.
Science.
You get that payday and you get lazy, just like the real players.
So
you sign your contract.
I've never seen a back-to-back champion, ever.
He and Evan drafted together, and he had He had that belt. He had that championship belt on his shoulder the whole time. So it's fine.
Got heavy.
Win some, you lose some.
Better start saving up for postage already.
It's going to happen to me next year, fellas, and I'm just going to roll with the punches.
You're just going to roll with it. Just roll me down the hill.
But before we move on from Evan's team, though, he changed his name to Pain is Existence, or Existence is Pain.
Yeah. Mark's a full-blown Buffalo Bills fan.
Dude, hey, I've been one since Jim Kelly. It's just
shut up.
I have.
He's actually
Miles Donald. Miles, vouch for me. Really get to Miles, you were there.
Miles, tell him. Tell him.
I like the Jets, and he likes the Bills. We don't really.
What the hell really was this New them. Orleans trip that I was getting shit for not going?
That's the only one we could see on national TV. You only got
we like New Saints Orleans as well.
The Bucks or no, the Falcons. It's all the games you can watch in our region.
Yeah, growing up, all we got on TV was the Saints games and the Chicago Bears games.
There was no red zone. There was no.
Yeah, like, I don't have.
There was no Sunday ticket.
Sunday ticket.
Yeah, there was no Sunday ticket. Beach. You had three channels. Two of them might have football on it.
All right.
Yeah.
The continuing saga, real quick in the fantasy, the continuing saga of the dude's brother, Hellfire Club, and his crappy quarterback picks. He just picked up Jimmy G.
I saw that.
Like, throwing what? Hail Marys out there, man.
Dude, I offered him. I offered him Aaron Rodgers, and I think Mike Williams for a first round pick.
They'd probably save his season.
Coach, you're really undervaluing these first round picks. Like, you think like they're just like, oh, we'll just give me the first round pick and it's fine.
It will destroy you next season.
Yes, I'm not, dude. Hey, like,
I'm not trading picks. Trading picks is dumb. I'm not doing that.
I'm fine with like a three or a four, because I mean those are kind of your suspect.
Well, tell your brother I want my picks back. Damn it.
Tell him.
You Mark Andrews because he's got diabetes, but not my first round pick.
Yeah. Let me get Mark Andrews back, man.
Give me a first round pick. You give me that first round pick, you can have Mark Andrews.
I didn't take your first round pick. Your beef is not with me.
So?
Man, we live in a different world now, Peach.
Enjoy those pancakes.
You live in a world where I don't have a first round pick and you do.
I want my picks back.
I want all of them.
All of them.
Safer.
Tell the commissioner.
Hey, what's gonna suck is if I just continue losing and I gave up my first round draft pick and I don't make the playoffs. That's what's gonna suck.
That's
where you are.
The consequence of my actions. Oh no.
Speaking of Mark Andrews and the whole tight end situation, would you rather have him or Travis Kelce rest of season?
Kelce
for sure.
And Mark Andrews has been on a tear, dude.
He has been.
I tried to make that trade with Evan. I tried to trade him Mark Andrews for Kelce and a couple other things, and he couldn't buy
first round pick.
He's impossible to trade.
He'll rape you.
Yeah, he tried to send me some bullshit back. I was like, what the hell? Am I the only one on planet Earth right now? Yeah, him and Chuck just send the ridiculous counters. Yeah.
I don't even look at Chuck's. I don't even try to counter his anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't even look at it anymore.
The last one I got from Chuck was like, so I've been riding Brian Edwards. I've been riding Brian Robinson since the draft, you know, on my bench or IR spot. And the week he comes back, Chuck sends me some just crap offer for him. I was like, no, I didn't just hold on to this guy for 6 weeks.
A Vikings so linebacker.
I should have screenshot. I need to remember this and just start screenshotting.
Check our Twitter account. Picks. We'll start putting them on there.
Yeah.
Chuck's look at this bullshit. Twitter account.
You might need to take it. The not Redskins or doo-doo.
I swear I always have like a small panic whenever I get those shit trades. And I think I'm selecting reject, but I'm like, fuck, did I just accept it?
I do the same thing.
It always hits
you have like a little panic attack.
Yeah. I think I hit reject.
When I sent the trade with your brother, I was like, man, I got to go back and double check and make sure that he didn't throw
no
in the
draft
first round. Did these draft picks were the ones we agreed on and not some crap.
He's pretty straight up, man. He wouldn't fuck with you like that.
Anytime y'all receive a pick from me or a trade from me, Austin Eckler, I'm probably drunk and he hadn't scored a touchdown, so I'm like, I'm trading this guy.
Well,
and then I'll send it And then I'm like, oh no, wait, I'm scared. And then I'm like, no, and I can't. I'll cancel the trade.
It's like when you put a bid in on eBay and you're like, someone will outbid me, and then like,
never want to give you up.
Like, I can't handle the anxiety.
But I didn't mean it as in like expecting your brother to one up, you know, get one over on me. But us have the correct, you know, somebody fat fingered the wrong pick in. Like, oh crap, did I put in the right pick or not?
2024 first round pick. Shit. Dude, it would be badass if we had access to those, though.
You like to pass
draft picks past, yeah.
Like, I mean, beyond next year's?
Dude, I know you're kind of upset with the way people are dealing with all those draft picks. I swear to God, I think you inadvertently invented the greatest fantasy football setup ever. I love the fact that we're trading draft picks.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, there's so many trades that happen in this league, and then in me and Coach's other league, is something I wanted to bring up today, is just, like, how stale it is. There's five guys, half the league, I feel like, don't even, you know, talk to people. Or,
yeah.
We got the little chat group, the GroupMe chat. And
it hits every once in a while, but.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's kind of, yeah.
I'm making a mental note that I'm going to start sending Mark trades after about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
That's fine.
Do it. Might catch him on a good night.
Yeah.
Just halftime of the London game.
You catch me in a weak moment. I'm weak and I just can't, you know.
Screw Eckler. I'm done with his ass anyway.
Pretty much. Okay. So, talking about underperformers and overperformers, did anybody overperformed other than like Josh Jacobs and. I mean, just your
past
expect
weekend?
Just
this year?
On the whole. There's never anybody I'm like, oh, wow, these guys are doing better than I thought. Everybody's kind of sucking.
Man, all my keepers have been pretty trash.
I think it's just the lack of, like, coaches not playing their players during the preseason.
We're also sitting them cautiously. These guys are also figured they'd be more developed, you know? Like, we're weak. I know we're, like, what, only a month or so in?
I think it's the coaching.
I don't think it's going to pick up. I think this is the standard.
The coaching, the status quo. The quality of coaches out there now are just – it's not as good as it used to be. I mean, look at how many dumbass decisions these coaches are doing. Hackett, the fucker out and – in San Diego or Los Angeles or whatever the fuck he's at, like going for it on your own 46 with a minute 14. What the fuck?
They should have lost that game because
they should have lost that game.
They did not deserve to win that game.
They follow in their little analytics, or they just
analytics wrong.
Or Josh McDaniels going for two after Davante Adams just caught one, and you go for two.
Like, I don't see the risk reward, if you get it,
you still have to stop Mahomes for 4 minutes. So, like, wouldn't you rather be tied?
I think what he said was they're going to get the ball back. Chiefs are going to get the ball back. Let's say they score. We could win it on a field goal. I think
was. But he could have done that anyway with it. I don't know.
Your defense wasn't stopping them all night, so the bullshit.
I trust my defense.
You don't trust your defense.
But if you don't trust your defense, like going up by one, you essentially have to trust your defense anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like an advantage. I don't know.
Well, just dumbass decisions.
Here's the thing with that Raiders Chiefs game is the refs really ruined that game. You know, you get them, every so often, like just a really bad game from the refs. But the refs this time around were horrible. And then I feel like the crowd cracked them. Do you see where one of the refs
he's crying?
He's like crying.
I didn't see that. What?
Look it up, man. They
Jones should have basically just gone and sat on the bench. They pretty much, the refs just.
They weren't doing the Raiders no favors. Like, here's my the biggest one was a defensive holding penalty on a field goal kick. Y'all see that one?
No.
I can
imagine.
Like, it's probably the first time in the history of the NFL that the defense get called for holding on a field goal kick.
And then, I've seen it before, but it's basically a rule where it's basically a rule where like a defensive tackle pretty much kind of holds maybe a guard to create a gap for another defensive player to like. They don't want you to do that. I've seen that before, but it's very rare.
This one, go back and look up this one. This one's just like a bullshit. Just a complete bullshit call from the refs. Like nobody's, he was holding in the manner of, you know, more of a regular like run play, you know, something that had no effect on the field goal. He wasn't helping anybody through nothing.
More abundant now than what they were when we were growing up. I feel like,
yeah,
it was rare to have
ridiculous
penalties.
You can't play the game,
which makes the games longer and thus creating more opportunities for like points.
I kind of feel like college ball is a little bit more lenient right now, but
they're letting them play on. Yeah,
I feel like they're letting them play more.
I remember it was the first time I ever really like quit watching a football game. It was the Raiders versus the Cowboys last Thanksgiving. I think there was like 30 penalties between the two teams. It was like every single play. I was like, dude, I can't
watch it. Unwatchable. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just so many breaks in the action. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like they should do the refs like they do the coaches. Like if they challenge the flag, it's not good. The ref doesn't get to call another penalty the rest of the game. Give me your flag.
You have to eat the flag in the 50-yard line.
Eat your flag.
Here's my thing on it. Here's my thing on it is like if both sides are getting racking up this many penalties to where they can't even play the game, quit calling penalties and just let them play the game.
Yes, dude.
I could see if it was, you know, the typical run of the mill kind of thing, but the penalties are way worse this year than.
And okay,
yeah.
In that same vein, an affiliated neurosurgeon on the sideline thing. It's getting ridiculous, guys. This is retarded.
Well, it's typical knee-jerk reaction.
Overanalyze this now.
They overcorrection.
Overcorrection. That's what it is, and it's retarded. You're sitting out a whole month for a concussion. I'm not saying concussions aren't real, and they're not treatable or whatever, but just from the medical perspective of it, Tua got his bell rung, right? 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Go to the hospital, scans are normal. They have these baseline neuro assessments that they do. And if those are normal, there's no reason to hold someone if everything's negative. That neurosurgeon did everything appropriate. But it had to be somebody's fault, so get fired.
If he's putting this in the square, then he failed.
Yes, but apparently he passed the test. And now we got this whole, I don't know. It's just, it's stupid is as stupid does, and it's getting. And that, like that, and also, okay, you assume an inherent risk. You're playing football. You're getting compensated with millions of dollars. I mean, you have to assume some type of risk. It's not like these guys are, you know, how long has the ball existed? Yeah.
There's inherently more risk playing offense, like a quarterback position, wide receiver, a running back position, more so than a defensive position because you have the ball, you're being basically pursued by another like grown man.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be at more risk.
The game is made,
at the same time, you still have just as much like protection on. You have
it's been
like,
made as safe as possible.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's just gonna they're gonna be wearing flags next year and bubble helmets and
it's gonna look like the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a joke in itself, and it used to not, you know.
Did y'all see the Tom Brady roughing the passer penalty?
Yeah.
That was part of it. And then
the Monday night highlight reels, all of those are flag. You know, those are 15-yard penalties.
But then they ate their flag on the Pat Mahomes one that was identical to Brady's.
Brady's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they called it on the one where Derek Carr doesn't even have the ball.
Yeah. They'll call it on. Yeah. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
That one really messed up some stuff. But the refs really, that so many of them got called bad calls on that Monday night.
No consistency.
It was just, yeah. But moving on beyond all the ref stuff. Let's it's fine. We're just talking and chilling. Let's get into some of these teams. Like New York Giants, New York Jets. They keep winning games.
The New York teams, man.
Dude, the G-Man. What do you think of them G-Man?
It's entertaining football, I'll tell you that.
What about the damn NFC East? I got the division leaders pulled up.
What you got?
Are they the best division in football right now?
Philly 5-0. Cowgirls 4-1. New York Giants 4-1. And then the C-Words, they are 1-4.
I heard a
because
guy
because they're playing the other NFC East team.
Yeah. I bet Ron Rivera is going to get fired by the end of the year.
Dude, I bet Carson Wentz probably has his coach's heads on the wall. All the ones he's getting fired.
He's not as bad as Baker Mayfield on that, but
yeah.
He's still young.
I feel like the Commanders. I heard them being called the Commies, but I heard the are going to get better as the year goes on.
You know, if they were Carson a dynasty Wentz, and they were winning, they'd still be the Redskins. If they were winning, no one would have cared.
Does Chase Young even play anymore? I haven't heard his name.
No, he's on IR, man. He hasn't played this year.
Okay.
But he'll get back. The offensive line is the biggest problem with them. I don't think they can fix that this year. It's amazing what Wentz has done with the offensive line he's had. But I also feel like Wentz is like one of those guys that needs a full year in the system before he can, kind of like Matt Ryan. Every time he gets a new offensive coordinator, year one just sucks. Year two, leaps and bounds. But
I think Wentz is dumb.
Dumb?
I think he's stupid. Yeah.
Michael Vick dumb? Like dumb like Michael Vick?
Michael Vick can make up with a lot just with what he great wins. He's just stupid. He strikes me as a very, very stupid person.
All right, question for you. I'm going to list off some 4-1 teams. Of these 4-1 teams, you got to pick one that's going to make the playoffs. Not 4-1. My dyslexia. 1-4.
Okay. I knew what you were going
to strike. Strike that. Reverse 1-4.
Reverse it. Lions are 1-4. Commies are 1-4. Carolina, who gives a shit, but they're 1-4. Raiders, 1-4. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are 1-4.
I want to pick any of those. Those are all terrible. Give me the Lions.
I would say the Lions just because of their division.
Give me the Lions. Yeah, give me the Lions.
Yeah.
What are we picking them
grain
for?
Grain of salt.
If they will make
which one of those 1-4 teams, which one of those 1-4 teams have the best shot to make the playoffs?
Lions.
I just don't know about their defense, man.
Dude, I read an article today that said the Raiders have a 2.7% chance of making the playoffs.
Hold on. Sorry, Pete. Dude, you're going to have to repeat it. What?
They said that the Raiders have a 2.7% chance of making the playoffs this year.
Oh, yeah. See, all these guys are in a bad position. Even with the too high. Even with the statistics against them and all that, it's like The Commies got to face Cowboys, who are overperforming greatly. Giants are overperforming greatly. Eagles, everybody pegs for the Super Bowl. There's no room for them to edge past them. Now, if they were in the AFC South or NFC South, I'd pick any of those guys to have a shot.
Yeah.
Now you look at the Steelers. I feel like that division, nobody's really truly took command. The Bungles.
I think the Ravens are the best team I've seen in that one.
Ravens are pretty good, but they can lose a game. They can lose a home game quick if they wanted to. Like,
yeah,
their home record is terrible.
Now, I feel like their defense is going to get better because some of the older guys are coming back healthy and stuff. But still, man, like if somehow the Steelers, Kenny Pickett starts picking up and the defense gets back healthy, I mean, they probably got the best shot. Raiders have.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the Steelers probably with the best shot because the Bengals and the Browns, they have offensive line issues. Well, the Bengals have offensive line issues. I actually think the Browns will come out of that division on top as division winners.
Dude, when they get Watson back, it's going to be interesting.
I you know what? You're right, or coach. I believe in you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, more, anyway. My thing is,
I don't know.
Here's a question for you on that is with the Browns, when Watson comes in, is he out there getting fat on the couch or is he going to come in hot, cock lock ready to rock? And if he does, what's going to happen to Chubb? Because Watson notoriously doesn't really utilize his
running backs
in the method that Stefanski would like.
Trade bait.
Right?
Dude, he's got Amari Cooper and
two calling the plays.
Premier running backs. They're going to be just fine when Watson's in.
Well, yeah, I'm saying Chubb. Is Chubb going
to? So, what's going to happen to his value?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
is he going to quit being this tutty monster?
That's why I traded him.
You knew it. You knew it. Just
I knew it. No, I'm smart. Y'all are dumb. I'm a nice place.
I think they're going to be better.
They're going to be better, and it's not going to affect Chubb's value.
Nah,
Kareem Hunt might get a boost.
Yeah,
definitely I agree with that. He plays more to Watson's game.
Yeah.
Mark, I know you said like he's not the one calling the plays, but you don't bring on Deshaun Watson to run a Kirk Cousins-esque offense.
But also, he didn't have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Just saying.
I think
it's going to open up the passing game. I think it'll be better.
Oh, yeah, the passing game.
Everyone's going to be better for having him there.
Hey, guys, I'm just saying, yeah. I got Amari just sitting on my bench. If anybody...
blowing it up.
Get them trades.
Anybody looking for him?
Because he can also come back and just suck.
It's like graphics.
Got watermelon. Dude,
Coach, you got another?
All right, so I guess this kind of evolved into like NFL news and stuff like that and talking about
stuff. We're just, y'all just.
It's a free. I love this kind of town hall meeting we got tonight.
Yeah.
Got a lot to get off our chest. Been an emotional week.
My Panthers finally pulled the trigger and cut out the cancer. And now we're just in the recovery room, just waiting. Got rid of Matt Rhule. I was kind of actually surprised we got rid of the defensive coordinator because the defense has been pretty decent.
Solid.
Yeah.
Faker didn't do him no favors.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised by that. But, Steve Wilks is going to be the interim. This will be his audition, and then I saw something on Up and Adams, Kay Adams' new show on FanDuel, Hot Kay Adams.
Okay, and is she hot?
Yeah, she's the one. She used to be on Good Morning Football. She has her own show, and I guess she knows how to get it out of Sean Payton, like flirt with him or whatever. But he was saying, she's like, did you get a phone call from David Temper?
I just want to kiss you.
Yeah, right, but I would like, nothing was said. We just said, hey, what's up? But we didn't talk about, like, because that's tampering. I don't want to break any rules. I think the Saints have his rights anyway. So if we wanted to get Sean Payton, we'd have to probably pay up some money. But David Temper is pretty loaded money wise. So I think that would be maybe out of the question.
I'd rather have Drew Brees than Sean Payton.
I would have to see it to believe it.
Maybe we can get what's the guy who played Sean Payton? Kevin James? Kevin James.
Did anybody watch that movie?
Walmart.
If I was Sean Payton, I would be like, this is the fucker you got to play me?
Insulted. He's like,
yeah.
Who else would you get to play Payton?
Maybe J.K. Simmons.
You know what? Good job. That's perfect. Yeah.
What?
Dude, have you ever seen Whiplash?
Maybe Al Pacino.
Maybe.
If he was younger. Sean Payton? He's gotten too old now.
Throw it to Kamara.
Yeah.
Maybe a young Dan Aykroyd. A young Dan Aykroyd.
This is a good question. Who would be a better fit?
Just put a bunch of makeup on Colin Farrell and get him out there. Play the penguin.
Yeah.
Make the butthole mouth. Make the butthole mouth.
Maybe a young Tommy Lee Jones.
You could throw a real curveball.
Do the de-aging technology.
Yeah. A real curveball and just make Denzel play Peyton.
Denzel Washington.
Ryan Gosling.
Sean Payton.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
There you go. Dude. We fixed it. Problem solved.
There you go.
Ryan Gosling.
We'll make
Sean
it.
He should be Sean McVay or
Sean McVay.
Guy from Arizona.
Oh, dude, they're getting Denzel Captain America Washington. To play.
Kingsbury?
Kingsbury.
No, Denzel Washington played Sean Payton. I mean, played Sean McVay in the movie. That'd be great.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be hilarious. Especially if he mimic the mannerisms of Sean McVay. Could you
talk like in real high pitched voice instead of his Denzel voice?
Hey, I'm always going up and down.
I guess we're just sweet.
Any given Monday.
Remember the Sundays. Play on words because remember Denzel.
I got a good casting. Remember this guy, Robert Davi? He was on a License to. He was on License to Kill.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy, yeah.
The guy from the Goonies?
Yeah.
Mama Fratelli's son.
Yeah.
Mama Fratelli.
Ron Rivera? Ron Rivera, casting couch?
Let's go. He could play Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, that's a good one, man.
That's like spot on one.
30 for 30. Get on it.
Let's do it.
You can get John Goodman to do... what's his name? McCarthy.
Yeah. Or throw a mustache on him. He's Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. I was thinking Andy Reid.
He's too loud to be Andy Reid, man. That'd be weird.
I thought about it the other day. My dad could be Andy Reid for Halloween. Get him in a bunch of Chief shit.
That'd be a really cool costume.
Yeah, dude.
Could you get him to wear Chief shit, though?
Yeah, that's true. Probably not.
Just go steal a menu from a Waffle House.
From Waffle House?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like walk around to his face.
I might do that for my next football game. Just get a headset that I might Waffle wear this House headset. Menu. Not connected to anything. Get a Waffle House menu. Just walk around.
Smothered, covered, spread.
Dude, could you imagine listening to Andy Reid's mouth breathing while you're trying to like... The problem with Bellini is just hates everybody. He has to listen to that the whole game.
close your mouth, coach. Close your mouth.
How much is he getting paid? Andy Reid could breathe in my ear. I'd be the inside spoon. I wouldn't care.
It'd be his mustache.
Give me the money.
Dude, right, well, I think that and Pete Carroll smacking on the gum. Like, I don't think I could coach with those guys.
Yeah, that guy.
Pete Carroll, looks like he's got a colostomy bag.
Right. Speaking of colostomy bags, do we want to draft some NFT games?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, since
cue the music.
Cue in the music, but since we didn't get to do the starting music, I want y'all to try and guess what I made. I made a new beat for us.
Get Coach to hum it.
Cannonball.
Yeah, Cannonball.
I love it.
Cannonball.
90s, fantastic.
Dude, I wouldn't put on my flannel. The rest of the night.
All right.
All right, bottom 20.
Two out of three got it.
Bottom 20.
Bottom 20, bitches.
All right.
What do we do? Fantasy Pros?
Yeah, week six, weekly, week six, half point PPR.
Okay, for anybody that's actually listening after all our goofiness, each week we like to play the NFT games because we'll eventually, as we get bigger, start giving out NFTs to our viewers that they can win by playing this game with us. But until then,
that's cool.
We're gonna play with each other. Like the Brady's.
Mark's just now finding out about this.
Mark's like, when do we start this?
So I'm gonna I need to win this thing.
Yeah, win it.
What? I'm done screwed around. I'm gonna get serious.
According to my count, I have like 60 NFTs coming my way then.
Yeah, I'm gonna start trying.
Mark, don't quit your job yet, man. Hold on a few more weeks.
With the first pick.
I didn't get to finish explaining.
Finish.
All right.
The pitch is still there, man. Calm down.
Yeah, there's people that might be
new to the show.
What's going on? New to the show, wanting to know what's going on.
The Germans.
All right. So each week we play. We do a snake draft, and you got to pick a.
We do a player. What now? A snake draft.
We just started this 2 weeks ago. So.
And
sounds gross.
You pick a player for each of the positions, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and a tight end, but they have to be ranked 20 or below 20 on the weekly charts for Fantasy Pros, half point PPR. And then we got our grading system that we use for our league to grade them, which I don't even remember what all, you get bonuses for long passes and crap like that too. But that doesn't matter. The guy's got to perform or not.
it's a sleeper draft.
Basically a sleeper draft. People, listeners can use it to help them pick a flex player. Like our quarterbacks can be a super flex guy for the week and then just flex or WR3 or whatever. But it helps you and it's also fun to play. And then eventually we'll get it to where we'll hand out NFTs and y'all can enjoy those as well. So they started off last week. Coach dominated. One player actually scored more points than dude's team and my team.
Shut up, Mark.
And then Mark came in a close second. Yeah.
Healthy second.
Asshole.
And then and I came in third, and the dude came in last. So it's been a rough.
Need a recount, man. I thought I did better than that.
I demand a recount. We'll get things started. But hey, the good news is, since you came in last, you get to pick first.
Hell yeah! Let's get this party started. Man, I'm gonna go, Krakeem.
Wait, I go first.
What position?
Wait.
I thought I went first.
I won, asshole.
He said I went to go, I get to go first.
Winner goes last. Right?
Winner goes last.
You know what?
Yeah, and then we snake Coach it. I remember this now.
Coach is right. You tried to fool me.
You just said it right before the show started. You said I won again. I win? Yeah.
Yeah.
I win.
I'm so sorry. I did get it wrong.
TJ, I'm about to push you harder than a cameraman.
So happy.
Hey, wait, PJ, who did you say you want?
I can't tell you anymore, man.
Don't worry about it.
Coach was going to be like, I'll take that player. Yeah,
the order that I think you sent was me, Mark, Dude, Don.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's the premise Don, I was operating
dude.
Under.
No, Don, wait, dude. Yeah,
I came in last again. That's
just
true.
Make the rules as we go. Who cares?
Yeah. No, it's Coach, Mark, Dude, Don.
Dude, Don.
Because O.J. Howard pulled up a big old goose egg.
Who saw that one coming?
Yeah. Oh. All right, Coach, who you got?
With the first pick, I'm going to take James Robinson.
Barf.
Well, I might if he keeps fumbling.
Enjoy your pancakes.
All right, Maki, who you got?
All right, with the second overall pick in the whatever, I'm going to take Devin Singletary.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. In that case, I am going AJ Dillon.
Oh, pick what you were going to pick. Come on. Oh, wow. Pick that.
I saw a Q next to his name pop up. I'm kind of scared now.
You should be scared about that offensive line.
I think I want the Raheem Mostert.
I thought you were gonna go quarterback.
Have fun tight end last again.
Well, I guess I could have because y'all
you got another
get
pick
running back no more.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you got I another can do pick. It either way.
Man, snake really is snakes back pitch. To you.
Really screwed.
Snake like a turd.
All right. Amari Cooper against New England.
Dang, he's 21. What are they thinking?
Dang.
Yeah, New England's what are defense they is good.
Yeah,
bro.
Your team's not as good as you thought it was, P.
And he's over here wanting to get first round picks.
Yeah, right. He's trying to get a first round pick for this chump. I'm going to go Chris. Is it Olave?
Do it.
Sure.
Olave.
Did you write it down?
Olave. I'm writing them down.
Okay, good.
You wrote it down. It's too late. You can't take him back.
Can't take him back.
Is he hurt?
No, got Chris Olave.
No, that's what I wanted. Is he hurt?
You got what you wanted.
What's wrong with him?
His bell wrong.
He's in concussion protocol.
He's got a back injury, PJ. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just a back injury.
He'll be up and walking any minute now.
Who cares? I like picking Maki.
Let me get Devonta Smith.
Devonta
for the Eagles. Let me get that. Let me get him.
Dude, that's a solid pick, man.
Yeah, that's why I picked him.
All right.
I was just about to pick Romeo Doubs.
Doubs?
He did a good pick. Is he a bottom 20 this week?
Yeah, they all bottom 20.
Yeah, he is. He's down.
Everybody bought him 20. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with. Good gosh, this is a lot of garbage. All right, I'll go with. Damn. Ugh. Jeez. I guess I'll go Matt Ryan.
write that garbage down.
Bottom 20.
Yeah, write it down.
I was bottom just thinking, 20. I was looking at it and I was like, I can't. I hope someone picks Matt Ryan.
Well, I answered
you
it.
You did. It's okay.
So, and then I will take. So after that, that kind of turd. Of choices to choose from, My third round pick, start of the third round. Let's go with Ish. You know what? He's got to have a breakout. I'm going to go Dalton Schultz.
Dude, he's injured too.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
I saw you write this. I saw you write the S.
I'm writing it. Well, maybe he'll have a miracle.
He's back in. I don't think he can turn around after this one, man.
Maybe Mr. Miyagi will show up in the locker room. And...
You know what it is? You know what it is? I'm tired of winning week in and week out. I want to pick somewhere other than first.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Mr. Miyagi ain't showing up in that locker room. It's going to be Rocky's trainer is going to walk in there.
All right, Mikey.
Oh, well, I guess I'm going to go with Pooper Rush. Hey, Pooper Rush.
Dude, Dak
Pooper, Pooper Rush.
No, he's not. You really?
No, I don't know.
No, Rush is starting.
That finger bone is still broke.
I can't believe I'm doing this. We're going Bailey Zappe.
No, that's a good pick.
Zappe's okay. Probably that kid's still full in of the spunk. Starting position from that.
He's got the it factor. He's,
yeah, he's I like him. I like him. That's a good pick, Peach. I mean,
thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Like it. No, that's a good pick.
Almost. Right, I'm going for the Warlock, Zach Wilson. Green Bay has absolutely stunk.
Yeah.
And then true. For tight end, I will take Bellinger for New York Giants. New York, it's a hell of a town.
Am I going?
Well, you'll figure out your
all right, dude.
Picks. Okay, dude.
God, I don't even know, man. I guess it's Gesicki. Gesicki.
He's done nothing all year.
Yeah, that was a terrible that's a way.
Except yeah. One gritty dance.
He did one gritty
dance. Oh, yeah. I forgot
about that. Got a first down. Everybody watch me.
Start doing that after a first down.
Only got a tight end, Mock.
My turn.
Yeah.
Give me Kyle Shitz.
Yeah, I was looking at him earlier, too.
He's got it.
Is he a bust yet?
He's been a bust. He busted. He busted hard.
Bro, he had 1,000 yards last year.
It was last
Dude,
year.
He's a huge bust this year.
This year, yeah,
all the expectations, man. All the expectations hadn't done shit.
He's got Marcus Mariota throwing to him.
Well,
who has he made look good?
He ain't doing
Marcus
shit.
Mariota. Yeah, Mariota had that one good year with the Titans where he was on fire, yeah. And then he dacked off his ankle, and that was all she.
Didn't he hand it to Derrick Henry 150 times?
Nah, they still had the other guy.
Was that Derrick Henry era?
Yeah, that's pre-Derrick Henry.
Pre-Derrick Henry.
Just like on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks when the Detroit played the Falcons and Hutchins' sister was in the stands and they're like, Marcus Mariota? He still plays?
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's still alive.
He still plays?
All right.
Nice. So that is, and then my last pick, the last pick to round out this NFT week 6. I'm going to go T. Higgins.
All right. T. Higgins.
I made a mistake. I should have picked that guy.
You picked a wide receiver last?
Yeah. Because I went quarterback.
And there's so many of them.
Interesting.
My lineup, I have Matt Ryan, James Robinson, T. Higgins, Dalton Schultz. Mark has Cooper Rush, Devin Singletary. Devonta Smith, Kyle Pitts. Dude has Bailey Zappe, A.J. Dillon, Chris Olave, and Gesicki. Don's got the Warlock, Mosoret, Amari Cooper, and Bellinger. New York Giants tight end.
And for everybody listening, just know that Coach's team, T. Higgins, I believe he's out, and Schultz is out.
He really needs his quarterback to have a
big like I said, I'm tanking this one because I'm tired
tanking
of winning.
For Tua.
Just change it
tank
up.
It for, tank it for
Tua.
Oh. All right, let's get on into some bets. I was hoping y'all were pulling up your info while we jammed right there.
Wait, what segment is this?
I was looking at this picture that
do what now?
Dude sent of a man with blood on his butt pad.
I got this Merlot on my leg. It said Daniel Jones center has Daniel Jones' blood on his butthole.
From his little hand scratch.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I love me some Daniel Jones. He is
dude,
so
the G men. The G men are legit. I like it.
Now Saquon is back. Like John Wick.
Yeah.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is a fantastic quarterback. But I love what he's doing. I think he's underrated. Everybody thinks he's a bottom barrel piece of crap. But he's actually more competent than half the
league.
Have
you seen the passes he was making last week? They were slick.
He's bottom 20.
Yeah.
He ain't no Sam Darnold.
Josh Rosen. If you're a for real GM, would you rather have Daniel Jones or Russell Wilson?
Daniel Jones. He's younger.
Daniel Jones or Matt Ryan? I'll get this Jones. Whole list. Daniel Jones Whatever. Or Marcus Mariota?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones or Jameis Winston?
Jameis
Winston, just for the funny.
What?
Just for the funny.
Daniel Jones.
He's 5,000.
Daniel Jones or Josh Allen?
Well,
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, of course.
That's the other half of the league.
Hey, Daniel Jones or Joe Montana.
Here's a real one. Derek Carr or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Probably Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is not the reason the Raiders are losing.
He's not the reason they're winning either, because they're not winning.
Well, they should have won that. Before we get on into the bets, what we should have talked about is how the Raiders actually should have won that game.
They should have.
They were winning that game until the refs totally screwed
them. They were. Yeah, the refs and the Chiefs screwed them.
Yeah, they wouldn't be this
one. And the cameraman in the way.
Pat Mahomes being good wasn't fair.
Yeah.
You know what? Devontae, he should have pushed that guy. He pushed the hell out of him.
Here's a hot take. He wasn't wrong.
He earned it. Did you see what happened to them in that game?
Here at Cheap Seat Rounders, we don't condone violence. but if you dart across me when I'm trying to leave,
yeah.
I'm going to push you. I saw from behind, like there was a camera view of like Devontae, like someone following him. And then there was one from the side. The one from the side looks really bad. The one from behind just looks like
the angle.
Dude comes out of nowhere.
Just pushes, yeah.
And that's yeah. But the one from the side looked like he had enough time. He just puffed the shit out of him.
It's got
a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor.
Yeah, $100,000. I think it's $100,000.
But also, the camera guy wasn't looking where he was going.
Oh, he stepped all up in his shit.
Like, if that was a car.
He probably does that every game, and he's finally like, oh, it finally worked. Like someone finally pushed me.
Dante, can you sign my jersey?
Like if
sign my camera lens.
Sign my hey.
If Devontae Adams was a Derek Carr riding down the road at 55 miles an hour, that dude would be dead. Because he didn't look where he was going.
He didn't look where he was going.
Here's a question though. What made Devontae Adams so mad? It was Derek Carr.
It was Hunter Renfro.
Oh, yeah, Hunter Renfro.
It was Hunter Renfro. What? That garbage what was the route? What was that?
That was a,
we were inverted.
Got it. Invert.
Public relations. Inverted.
Oh, my goodness. That, and then he threw his helmet. Man, helmets aren't what they used to be. People are throwing them.
I feel like he also got shoved by a defensive player pretty good, and they didn't call a flag. I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking I was like, damn, did he not just get shoved in the Hunter Renfro?
The ref tackled him.
Ref ate that one. Man, yeah. Devonta Adams is going to have to, he's going to have to close that Taco Bell in his house.
Okay. Okay. I got a question. Who's going to score more points next week? Devonta Adams or Devonta Smith?
Probably Devonta Smith. Adams. This one's on bye week.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Oh, shit.
But you never know. They could talk.
They could.
What is on your...
Now that you got your betting guns out, let's look at some bets.
Let's do it.
Thursday night game. One everybody's been waiting for. Bears versus...
PJ's got Tommy
Super
J's
Bowl preview.
Super Bowl preview. Bears versus Tommy.
New NFC teams. Super Bowl preview. This just in. Oh, my God. Jeff Bezos must have run out of money this week. Jeez.
Spent it all the first 3 weeks.
Are they canceling Thursday night football? Thank God.
Dude, I've been liking the Amazon games until last week.
Did, too. And then the production value's good. The games are garbage.
Watch everybody. All the analysts and everything is talking about how crappy and boring this game's going to be. And watch it turn into, like, one of the games of the year. You know when you get, like, two crap teams showing up? Trying like a Jets-Rams game that was just epic.
It's like the UFC, man. When you see a card that's just like, this is going to be garbage, it turns out to be like a real banger.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. But in my
fight of the night.
Dude, how much PTSD did Richard Sherman have last week? What the I would have had another Super Bowl if we had just run the damn ball. I love how Fitzy was like, what is he referencing? I don't know what he... Dude, man. Fitz, anytime you want to come on the podcast, we got a fifth square for you.
Think he'll do it?
He'll do it. What else is he doing?
He ain't got shit going on. It's on TV every Thursday.
Dude, works 3 hours a week.
All right, you got the Commies. They're favored by one, and the over-under is 38. That's definitely going under.
It just sounds like a terrible game.
These teams probably won't break 10 points each.
I'm willing to take the over. Because everybody thinks that the Bears' defense
can do whatever you want to do.
Totally, I am. But this is kind of like, you know, everything that tells you not to do this, but you just...
Analytics.
Analytics say to go for it.
Yeah, the analytics say to go for it, even though it ends in disaster. But I'm willing to take the over on this because they got it low enough, and both these defenses suck. I know everybody's like, oh, the Bears' defense is good. No, both of them suck. Both offenses suck. So they're finally on a level playing ground.
It's a JV game.
Yeah.
Is David Montgomery healthy or...
Yeah, he's playing.
Nice.
I'm hoping 38 of those points.
I'm hoping Brian Robinson Jr. I'm hoping RJ can get it going. I kind of need him this weekend to keep calm league.
Probably get shot on the way to the stadium.
Do you hear that he was coming out to 50 Cent's song?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
About getting shot. Yeah. So,
all right,
I like the Bears. I like the Bears.
Bears.
Going Bears.
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 Got an actual run game.
We'll go with the Bears.
Actual run game, home field, crowd. That's the only reason.
I've got no clue about the over-under, but I'm taking Bears.
I'm going to take Commanders in the over.
Bears in the under.
I don't think their corners can handle the high-flying Red Tails this week.
Terry McLaurin's irrelevant. Fantasy-wise.
Dude, he is.
What happened, man?
Carson Wentz happened.
All of them.
Dotson? Yeah. Dotson's hurt, I think. He's out.
Yeah, oh, so Carson out. Wentz happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
we heard you. Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
We know.
Sing on.
I'm trying to tell you, he sucks.
Speaking of a team that loved getting rid of Carson Wentz. All right, PJ, we'll let you have the floor. Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles -6, over under 42.
Dude,
America's game of the week.
I legit think this is going to be the week the Cowboys get exposed for not having a good offense. Defense can, you know, it'll keep them in the game. 6 points is a lot, but I'm taking the Eagles, the under.
I think Diggs is going to get burnt at least 3 times this game by either A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith.
You can see that. Dude, the Eagles have a really, really good offensive line. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Cowboys pass rush can be as effective as they have been.
Is the Marcus Lawrence hurt?
No, he's good.
He's good.
Parsons got nicked, but I'm not sure if he's going to. He'll be.
Was he in a walking boot? Because everybody last week was in a walking boot for some reason.
He had his wiener in a boot. Pulled his groin.
He had his wiener in a walking boot. He had his stick in a walking boot after the game.
Quote of the night.
That's the high quality you got here, guys. If you're still listening after 2 hours, probably.
Yeah, he's singer.
He's in the wiener boot protocol.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think they can pull up.
Oh!
Pull
up. Is this your Cooper Rush your magic. Upset? Is this your, are you going to call upset. This your upset?
Yeah, this is my upset.
All right, he called it. I'm writing them down. Upsets and locks.
Write them down.
That little GIF right. I made.
One on where, the board.
The one play that sums up the Eagles season in one play, where it's that lineman in the preseason.
And then a Patriot, or was it the Patriots game? That one guy was like, never give up.
That was the Eagles.
That was the Raiders, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Raiders
the
guy?
Raiders?
I don't remember.
I think it was a pick six, and like, it was a pick six, and number 72, like,
did that. I want that shirt.
Wasn't even close.
I want that shirt.
Full Nelson Aguilar. Never go full Nelson
Who
Aguilar.
Who was last week's Thursday night game?
Broncos Colts.
Yeah. The 9-9 game. Ugh. First time that's happened in 1943 or something.
Who was the Thursday night before that then?
It was Raiders. The Chargers.
It was a good
game. Week four.
Chiefs, yeah.
Maybe.
Chargers Chiefs, maybe?
Dolphins Bengals, because that was when Tua got his bell on.
It was a guy on the Bengals, a defensive guy on the Bengals.
Nice.
It was the guy that was chasing him down. And went,
Logan Wilson wrecked him.
So back to Don's pick. Taking the Cowboys. I'm upset. Going Eagles.
I'm going Eagles. I'm gonna go Philly, and I'm taking the over. Taking the over.
Over 42.
Yeah, it's high.
I don't think the Cowboys scored enough points to get there.
But the Eagles will.
You're going to need the Eagles to get you a solid 28 points, which nobody has scored 40 points on the Cowboys.
We did this last time, PJ. PJ, we did this last time. We didn't listen to Don, and he made us look like fools. I don't know.
This is true.
Is it going to happen again?
49ers. What was that? That was 49ers versus
Rams.
The Rams.
That was a doo-doo fest.
If the Cowboys had beat the Eagles for 4 straight years in a row, I'd be taking the Cowboys too. But no risk it, no miss it. I think the Cowboys.
Monday night. You have the Chargers on Monday Night Football going up against those Russell Wilson. Let's ride Broncos.
Dude, it's like the NFL wants him out there because they just know people.
Dude, yeah. Why is he on every primetime game?
Because they thought
he can't sell that many jerseys. No way he's selling that many jerseys.
Or that many sandwiches or whatever he's peddling.
Subway sandwich.
Meanwhile, the Chiefs-Bills game is like the afternoon slate. That needs to be prime time. They should have flexed that.
And only people in Vermont can watch that game.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
They moved that to the 325 CBS game.
Is that the Romo game? Romo's going to win?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the game of the week.
Jim Nance.
Yeah. Jim Nance and Tony Romo.
God, Tony Romo.
Oh, boy, Jim. This is where it goes, Jim.
Like the whole game, like, dude, stop doing that. You see,
I did like that. I did like that. I did like that one he did where someone was like, "Snap the fucking ball!" And he was like, "Oh wow, did you hear that?" He was like, oh, yeah. "Snap the ball, and, real quick, man."
Rogers said, "Snap the fucking ball!" Did you hear him? He said, "You need to snap the ball really quick,
real quick."
Real quick, like.
Oh man!
All right. Anyway, Monday night.
I'm going Big Herb and the Chargers. Big Herb and the Chargers.
Are both these teams like kind of falling apart though?
Yeah,
Chargers for sure.
The Chargers is going to be there. It's going to be on their head coach that's going to break them. Well, yeah, Broncos too, probably. Broncos in the combination of Russell Wilson missing wide open people.
Dude, that. Chargers, that analytical football crap, where it's like, well, the statistics say that we should go for it on this 4-1, or it was kicking a field goal, wasn't it?
They should have kicked the field goal, and they didn't kick the field goal. Dude, kick the field goal, man. Stop overthinking this shit. It's not Madden. This is real life.
Yeah, that's where it's like the human element in it, on coaching and stuff is.
I'm gonna call it since nobody else will. I'm gonna call it before you fuckers call it. That's my lock is Chargers.
Okay, take it.
All right, do it.
Son of a bitch.
Johnny on the spot.
All right, anybody else got locks and upsets?
What is the over under on the Bills Chiefs game? 54. It's got to be like 60.
Over under is 54. And then the Bills are -3.
I'm taking the Bills as a lock. I'm locking in the Bills. Lock it in.
Written down, sir.
Lock that in. Don't be sloppy.
I know my upset, but I don't know my lock.
I'll take the over.
What's your upset, Mr.
My upset is Saints over the Bengals.
Whoa,
that's a big upset. Nobody wants to take the Jets over the Packers. Packers are falling apart, man.
The lock.
The Jets. Yeah, Jets.
You want to take the Jets over the Pack?
No, my lock is the Jets plus.
My lock's the Bills. I'm calling it.
Your lock's the Bills. Your upset is the Jets mock.
No, that's not an upset. The Packers are doo doo. Well, put that in Donnie's dookie bin.
Someone needs to clean that thing.
Yeah, it's filled with Carson Wentz and all those other guys.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. My upset is going to be the Pats over the Browns.
Woo, okay.
Nice. That's playing like good it. Right now, man.
I think they are. You're right, but
I think Zappy gives them life.
I don't know much about the Browns' defense. Are they?
They're hurting, man. They're falling apart.
Are they?
I want the over under on Ramondre Stevenson on his yards. Give me the over on that. I feel like he's gonna.
Run all over it.
Go off. Yeah. I feel like he's going to do pretty good.
He could be yours for the low price of a first-round draft pick.
I gave him to you. I told him he was
the Damian Harris.
Yeah,
out.
That's right. Well,
I mean,
no gives his back. Sorry.
Damian's done, right? He's out, mm-hmm. or is he?
Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, Damian Harris.
Is he going to be limited?
He's doubtful.
Sunset Limited.
He's got some squiggles by his name.
He's got some squiggles by his name.
All right, I need Donnie's, I need Don's lock, I need Mark's upset, and I need Dude's lock.
My lock is a Jet +7.5.
Your lock is the what?
Jets +7.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Get the lock on.
Put the lock on it, throw away the key. Dude is coming to town.
I guess what's the spread on Tampa Bay versus Steelers?
Yeah. Bucks. Give me the Bucks.
Bucks. 8.5. Whoa. Bucks are favored 8.5.
Whoa.
Over under is 44. That's probably high.
That's a lot of points for those two teams.
I'm going under on that one.
Stay away from
that. Man, dude, the Bucks defense can start giving up some points in the second half. Freaking
Kenny
Atlanta. What? Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, Marcus Mariota. Without any skill players?
Who would you rather have, Marcus Mariota or Pickett?
Yeah.
Pickett.
Small hands Pickett.
Pickett.
Small hands Pickett.
His hands are so small.
Dude, this is a good matchup. Ravens at Giants? Are the Giants for real? Can they do it 2 weeks in a row, take down Aaron Rodgers and take down Lamar Jackson?
Give me the Giants is my upset, if that's even an upset. They're probably favored, aren't they?
Okay. No, Ravens are favored by 6.
Give me the Giants.
Only 6?
I'm going, G-Men. Give me them G-Men.
That's a big upset.
I don't care. Let's do it.
All right, give me Ravens plus.
I got a dicey lock and a big upset.
Ravens. Make that my lock, man.
All right. Yeah.
Perfect twins pick. Oh yeah. Well, I'm taking the lock on the over.
I'm locking your upset. Locking it down.
Give me the under.
Don't keep it down in there.
Y'all stop fighting. Oh man.
If you don't, are the Dolphins done?
They're gonna start losing. They're gonna go on like a 5-game losing streak. Watch. Didn't they go on like a 10-game losing streak last year or something like that?
If Bridgewater stays healthy, I think they'll be fine. He's good enough.
Yeah, but he's in concussion protocol too.
They got Chase Edmonds throwing the ball.
Yeah. Are they playing
Vikings?
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. Vikings are favored 3.5. Over under is 46.
The Rams a bye week or who are the Rams playing?
Man, the Vikings.
They played who do they play? They play I can't see. They play the Panthers. Yeah, they got a bye week. So. We just fired our fucking head.
Finally
coach.
A cupcake.
Ouch.
Yeah. Good night.
Got a bye week. They play the Panthers. Yeah. They got a bye week.
That's a horrible game. It's like two absolute crap offenses against two solid defenses. Panthers, Rams. What's the over under on that? I'll take the under.
Offense gets so bad.
41.5.
Why?
Yeah, that's going to be like a 13-10 game or something like that.
Yeah. At least.
Ugh. Yeah, give me the under on that.
I don't think I've ever been more wrong about a player going into year than Allen Robinson.
Yeah,
maybe the time I chose Doug Martin over Adrian Peterson.
What?
Yeah, I did.
Because he had that one good year.
Dude, he had like a tremendous year, and everybody's like, oh, he's going to be great. Tore his lat or something. Like,
he was like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, he rode that one good year for years.
Dude,
he got like two or three contracts out of it.
He could not have been in the league more than 5 years.
Hey, I know he got, I know he got at least one contract out of it. I think he got two.
Maybe. It was his rookie year that was big, wasn't it?
Maybe a second year, but it was on his rookie contract. He had that big year.
Well, dude, I remember it was Doug Martin was like the consensus number one. And you have a few people picking Adrian Peterson. I think he was coming off the knee injury. It was that year.
The miracle year?
I was like, I'm taking Doug Martin, man. I'm going to take Doug Martin. I had the first overall pick.
And then did AP win the MVP that year, or was that?
He did. He had a huge year that year.
He was getting like 200. Yeah. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah.
He did every minute of it.
I was like, come on, knee, snap again. Vindicate me.
Nah, man, he's got brand new ACLs. A lot of people think, now the recovery time on ACLs can be tricky, but a lot of people think it's like, they act like it's the same ACL. No, that ACL is gone. You got some dead track stars ACL up in there.
You
ready
got a pigtail across that thing.
Yeah, you got some.
You realize, like if you snapped your ACL, Miles, like if you snapped it,
Eva?
You're no, like, you perfect. Know. Gonna be, you know, like I can walk to the bathroom and
these guys are like cutting,
your leg would just pop.
And these guys are superhuman. They're getting the best, you know. They're not, you know. It's not like,
yeah, Donnie. The doctor would be like, "Do you really need this ACL? How much?"
If Harrison Butker snapped his ACL right now, he probably just quit football. I'm saying,
oh yeah, probably he's old.
Most people
got plenty of money.
No, no, I'm not talking about like that. Like physically, he probably couldn't do it.
He can't kick no more.
And he could, but be like, you know, Young Waku or Rocket.
I just kicked the greatest game of my life.
Shit,
they tell me I can't kick no more.
Go. Given Thursday.
I can't kick no more.
I can't kick no more.
What am I gonna do? I'll smell blind.
Well, y'all gave me too much stuff to edit, so I wanna.
Dude, when booby. What happened?
Let's call the episode. We can still hang out and talk. We got plenty of stuff going on. I'm 45 year old man.
Dude, this is.
We got a lot of shit going on. Yeah, we got a lot of shit.
Yeah. I just.
Is this our longest episode?
Yeah, I was about to do my booby impression. He's like, I ain't got football no more.
Alright, do your booby.
Oh, dude, I'm good.
Bye-bye.